cheery good morning to all of you. You're listening to Moments of Melody. We're all familiar with before and after pictures of people who have allegedly taken an advertiser's medicine or course in muscle building. On one side, we see a weak, spindly fellow who could scarcely carry a peck of potatoes or a gaunt of rice. But after taking a course in physical culture, he's shown with bulging muscles, lifting huge weights. Before partaking of the special reducing compound, the woman in the advertisement was a veritable giantess, but afterward she's pictured slim and graceful. That man on the left of the page has a famished look of pain and is pale and anemic, but see him now on the opposite side after he's taken the vitamin mineral concoction. Its miracle action has filled him with radiant health and energy. Well, these before and after photographs are very appealing, but not all who answer such ads are helped. A scrawny, weak young fellow confessed to his friend that after months he had toiled away at muscle building courses, but he was still as weak as ever. His muscles refused to grow. And these great plans of men often fail when they are confronted with the realities of human weakness. But you know, God's plan never fails. All who sincerely accept His way find out that it's the best way and that it works. All such can truly sing, "What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart." Ephesians chapter 2 is an advertisement contrasting life before and after taking Christ as Savior and Lord. We're going to be reading some verses from that chapter, from Ephesians chapter 2, in a few moments. Maybe you'd like to get your Bible and follow along.
Come with your heartache, your sorrow and care. Come to the Savior today. Jesus will comfort, oh why then despair? He will not turn you away. Come with your heartache, oh come to Him now. He will not turn you away. Jesus is waiting, your burden to share. Come with your heartache today.
And now those verses from Ephesians chapter 2. Once you were under God's curse, doomed forever for your sins. You went along with the crowd and were just like the others, full of sin, obeying Satan, the mighty prince and power of the air, who is at work right now in the hearts of those who are against the Lord. All of us used to be just like they are, our lives expressing the evil within us, doing every wicked thing we longed to do or thought about. We started out bad with evil natures born within us, and we're under God's anger just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, He loved us so much that even though we were spiritually dead and doomed by our sins, He gave us back our lives again when He raised up Jesus from the dead. Only by His undeserved favor have we ever been saved.